Title: Build an Amen Style Call and Response Riff with Crunchy Sampler Texture in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's build a proper Amen Style Call and Response Riff in Ableton Live 12. Classic jungle and drum and bass energy. One phrase says something, the next phrase answers it. We're going to do it the clean, beginner-friendly way. Warp a break, slice it to MIDI, rearrange it like Lego, then add that crunchy sample texture using only stock devices. By the end, you'll have an 8-bar riff that can loop forever without getting boring, and it'll still cut through a bass line. First, quick setup. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 176 is totally fine, but 172 is a sweet spot for learning, because it feels like drum and bass immediately. Now go to Preferences, then Warp and Launch. Turn Auto Warp Long Samples off. That stops Ableton from trying to be too helpful and warping your break in weird ways before you even touch it. Create a few tracks. Make one auto track and name it Amen Source. Make one MIDI track and name it Amen Slices. Then make two return tracks. Return A is room for reverb, and return B is delay for dubby echoes later. Cool. Now we need a break. Drag an Amen style break into the Amen Source audio track. Any Amen or Amen-like funk break works. Double-click the clip to open clip view. If warp isn't on, turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. In beats mode, set preserve to transients, and set transient loop mode to off. The off part helps keep the hits clean instead of doing little loops inside each transient. Now the most important part, find the first clean downbeat. The first kick where the groove really begins. Right-click and choose set 1.1.1 here. Now play it with a metronome. Your goal is simple. It should lock. No flamming, no drifting. No weird stretch artifacts. Set the loop length to 2 bars. 2 bars gives you more material to work with for call and response, and it's still manageable. Teacher note, don't go crazy with warp markers. If the loop is mostly tight, use the minimum tweaks needed. Overwarping is how breaks start sounding facey and unstable. Once it loops cleanly, we're ready for the fun part. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For slicing settings, choose Slice by Transients. Use the built-in slicing preset to a drum rack. The default drum rack preset is fine. It's okay. Ableton just built you a drum rack with a slice on each pad, and it generated a MIDI clip that recreates the original rhythm. This is now your edit playground. You're not time-stretching a loop anymore. You're playing pieces of it. Now before we start rearranging, we're going to do a smart beginner move that will save you a ton of confusion. We are going to find our anchor slices. On the Amen Slices track, open the drum rack, click pads and listen. Find your main kick slice, your main snare slice, maybe the ghost snare, a closed hat, and a ride or airy texture hit. Rename those pads. Kick, snare, ghost, hat, ride. Even just 5 labels makes everything faster. Rule of thumb, if you keep the main snare consistent, you can get pretty wild with other slices and it will still read as Amen to the listener. The snare is basically the identity card. Also, quick cleanup tip. Click one slice, and you'll see it in simpler inside the drum rack. If a slice has a tiny click or feels late, don't immediately move MIDI notes around. First, adjust the start point slightly so it speaks faster, and add a tiny fade if you see clicks. This alone can make your edit sound more professional without changing the groove. Now, let's build the call phrase. Open the generated MIDI clip. Duplicate it so you have a 2-bar clip for your call. Bars 1 and 2 are the statement. For a beginner-friendly call, do this. Bar 1 stays mostly original. Let it introduce the groove. Bar 2 stays mostly original too, but you're going to add one little Amen turn near the end as a hint that edits are coming. Here's an easy way. Near the end of bar 2, grab a small cluster of ghosty slices, like a ghost snare plus a hat, and move them slightly to create a mini fill that pushes into bar 3. Don't overthink it. You're just making bar 2 feel like it has a tail that points forward. Now velocity. This is huge. Even if you keep everything on the grid, velocity makes it feel like a played break instead of a robot. Keep the main backbeat snare strong, like 100 up to 127. Then turn the in-between hits down, like 35 to 75. Those become your ghost notes. You'll be shocked how much groove shows up just from that, even before you touch swing. Also, a workflow habit, the second you get something that feels good, duplicate the clip and rename it something like Good Call 1A. Beginners lose great patterns by continuing to edit the only copy. Make backups as you go. Future you will thank you. Now we build the response phrase. Duplicate bars 1 and 2 to create bars 3 and 4. So your response starts as a copy of your call, and then you change just enough to sound like an answer. You only need one or two clear moves. Let's pick from three classic response moves: a stutter, a reverse pickup, or a dropout. First option, stutter before snare. Pick a short hat or ghost slice. Right before a snare hit in bar 4, place a quick run of 1/16 notes, like 3 or 4 hits. It's that classic rat-a-tat that builds energy into the backbeat. Second option, reverse 1 slice for tension. In the drum rack, click the slice you want, and in simpler enable reverse. Teacher note, reverse a pickup, not your main downbeat kick, and usually not your main backbeat snare either. A reversed little texture right before the snare is perfect, because it creates suction, then the snare lands and it feels huge. Third option, dropout. Remove a kick or hat section in bar 3. Even a tiny 1/8 note gap can make the response feel like it breathes. Bass hits harder than more notes, especially in heavier drum and bass. So now your 4 bars should feel like a conversation. Statement. Statement with a hint of a fill. Variation. Variation with attitude. Next, we'll make it human but tight. Select all the MIDI notes in your clip. Open the groove pool on the left. Try a subtle swing 16 groove or an MPC 16 groove. Then apply it lightly, timing around 10 to 20%. Random around 2 to 6%, just a sprinkle. One big warning. Don't overswing the backbeat snares in modern rolling D&B. If you want swagger, put it mostly on hats and ghost notes. If the snare starts dragging, the whole track feels sloppy. If you want to be extra clean about it, do a two-lane approach. Keep kick and main snare locked, and only apply groove or manual nudges to the low-velocity ghosts and hats. Tight foundation, human decoration. Now we're going to give it that crunchy sampler texture. The goal is dirty edges, crisp transients. Not I destroyed my break. On the Amen Slices track, build this device chain in this order. First, EQ 8. Add high pass filter, 24 dB per octave, around 30 to 40 HE. That removes rumble that will fight your sub and kick. Optionally, if it sounds boxy, do a small dip, like -2 to -4 dB around 250 to 400 HE. Next, saturator. Set it to soft clip, drive around 2 to 6 dB. Then level match. Toggle the device on and off and make sure it's not just louder. We want it better, not just bigger. Next, redux for the sampler crunch. Start at 12-bit. Set sample rate around 16 kHz. Anywhere from 12 to 18 is the vibe zone. Then keep dry slash wet subtle, like 10 to 30%. If you go 100% wet, you'll lose punch fast. Think of redux like seasoning. You can always add more later, but you can't unfry it once it's crispy in the wrong way. Next, drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch around 10 to 25%. Turn boom off for now. Boom can mess with low-end separation in drum and bass, especially when you add a bass line later. Then add transients, anywhere from +5 to +20, until the snare and hat snap forward. Finally, auto filter. Choose a low-pass filter, 12 or 24 dB slope. Set cutoff around 10 to 16 kHz so it's slightly closed, like old hardware or a resampled break. Add a little envelope amount, around 5 to 10%, so hits open the filter slightly. That gives movement without needing automation. At this point you should hear, the groove is still tight, but it has grit, like it's been bounced through a sampler and back. If you notice your hats got dull from the crunch, here's a very drum and bass layering trick. Duplicate the Amen Slices track. Name the duplicate Amen Tops. On Amen Tops, add EQ 8 and high pass aggressively around 500 to 800 Hz. Now it's basically only hats and air. Add a very light saturator, like 1 to 2 dB drive. Then turn the track down. Tops should be felt more than heard. It's there to keep the roll present while the main break stays dirty. Optional extra credit if you want that real resampled glue. Record your edited break to audio. Create a new audio track, set its input to resampling, arm it, and record 4 to 8 bars of your break. Then drop that recording into simpler as a one-shot, or even slice it to MIDI again. That second-generation bounce often makes the edits feel less like MIDI triggering, and more like an actual piece of sampled audio. Now let's arrange it into an 8-bar riff, like a real drop section. Bars 1 to 4, your call and response loop S's. Bars 5 and 6, repeat it, but remove one or two slices for tension. Maybe take out a kick, or thin the hats. You're automating density, not volume. Bars 7 and 8, bring it back bigger, add a more obvious fill. A short 1/32 stutter on a hat at bar 8 beat 4 is a classic move. Just keep it short, so it feels like a burst, not a mistake. Now we'll set up simple send effects for jungle flavor. On return A, load hybrid reverb, use convolution or algorithmic, either is fine. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, low cut around 300 to 600 Hz so the reverb isn't muddy. Keep it subtle, this is for snare tails and a bit of space. On return B, load echo, set time to 1/8 or 1/4, try dotted if you want more bounce. Feedback around 20 to 35%, filter it. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 10 kHz, then only send to it on special moments. A great beginner move, automate the delay send just on the last snare of bar 4 and the last snare of bar 8. That makes the loop feel like it has punctuation. Before we wrap up, here are the most common things that go wrong and how to dodge them. If your break sounds wobbly and facey, you probably overwarped it. Reduce warp markers. Start from a clean 1.1.1 and keep it simple. If slicing feels chaotic, you might have too many microslices. You can reslice by a musical value like 1/16 if the transients are messy, or choose a cleaner section of the break. If your break lost punch, your redux is likely too wet, or your saturator and drum bus are pushing too hard, level match everything and back off. If your call and response doesn't read, it's usually because bars 3 and 4 are too similar. Make one obvious change, a stutter, a dropout, or a reverse pickup. One clear answer is better than 10 random edits. Now a quick mini practice, 10 to 15 minutes. Make a 4-bar loop. Bars 1 and 2 are the call. Bars 3 and 4 are the response. In the response, use exactly two techniques, one reverse slice, and one stutter, either 1/16 or 1/32. Then add redux at 12-bit, 16 kHz, 20% wet. Export a quick bounce of 4 bars and listen on repeat. Ask yourself, can I clearly hear the response? And does it still roll, or does it sound random? Let's recap what you just built. You warped an Amen style break cleanly, sliced it to MIDI, and turned it into editable hits. You created a call and response pattern by preserving anchor slices, especially the main snare, and making intentional variations. This audio version is shortened for playback.